One of Australia's leading engineers is leading a push to get more young women interested in a career in science. Professor Veena Sahajwala, a Scientia and Laureate Fellow at the University of New South Wales, says women hold only about 10% of senior science faculty positions. Today in Sydney, she launched her program Science 50-50, which, as the name suggests, aims to even up the numbers. On hand were hundreds of young women, all keen to follow in her footsteps. David Mark reports.
When Professor Veena Sahajwala was a young student entering engineering at her university in Mumbai, she was the only woman. A daunting experience.
Well, you know, it can be. Of course it can be. You know, you're 17, you enter into first year class, the massive class in a university, and you can be daunted by it. But I think the best way to look at it is go, you know what, I love this lecture, you know, focus on the lecture, focus what your passion is all about. Get your friends and family to support you and to pick you up every so often when you need the pickup.
Professor Sahajwala's vision is to pick up a whole generation of young women through a program she launched today in Sydney. It's called Science 50-50.
And this is really all about creating an environment that is supportive for young women so that they can be inspired to pursue their studies and long-term careers in science-related fields.
Girls, choose science at school. Young women, stay with science in your tertiary education. And women, I implore you to stay with science for your lifetime careers.
That video message from Micheline Jenner, a principal investigator at the Centre for Whale Research in Western Australia, was delivered to a room full of Year 12 students at the Maritime Museum in Sydney. It was a chance for them to hear from scientists, but more importantly, pick their brains, ask for advice.
So my name is Claire Hocquier, and I'm going to school at St Joseph Regional College in Port Macquarie. Well, I'm really passionate about science, and I'm thinking of studying oceanography at uni.
You say you're really passionate about science and you want to study oceanography. What is it about science that excites you so much?
It just explains how the world works and, yeah, how everything around us works and how we can discover new things and make the world a better place as well.
So you've been talking to, or you've been listening to scientists this morning, some women who are in the field. What do you think is particularly pertinent to a young woman who wants to study science?
Well, it's really motivating to know that such women did it, and so that's possible for me to do it as well.
What sort of advice have they been giving you?
Don't give up. Even if it's going to be challenges, it's good. You're going to learn from them and just grow out of them.
My name is Emma Johnston. I'm Professor of Marine Ecology at the University of New South Wales. One of the best things we can do at the moment is encourage more women into science, so not only to study it in high school, but also to follow through in undergraduate degrees and then go on and take on those careers. So what I wanted to do today was just inspire another group of women, and these were, I guess, teenage women, to stick with it and give it a go.
Why do you need to encourage young women to get into science? Are the numbers that uneven?
Yes, we do have a problem with getting women into science. It is dependent on the field. So in particular with physics and engineering and mathematics, we see very rapid drop-offs early on in high school, and then it just gets worse in undergraduate and then into the career area. In other areas such as biology, we actually have even numbers of women right up to the end of a PhD, and then we see them dropping out at that critical stage when they start having a family.
It's a conundrum that thousands of women in science face as they seek to re-establish their careers after taking time out to have a baby. Getting a grant is predicated on publishing papers, and publishing a high number of papers is harder if you've taken time off or are working part-time. The Australian Research Council doles out grants for scientists, and its CEO, Professor Aidan Byrne, says making allowances for women returning to the workforce is a key focus.
Really to train the people on our panels that are making the decisions, but also the people that are assessing grants, to take account of career breaks in the evaluation. So it's not about just counting how many papers you've published. If you like, trying to level the playing field for males and females.
A generation of young women like Claire Hocquier are hoping that comes about.
I think it's the stereotype that it would be jobs for men, or it seems harder, which I don't think it really is. It's more about how much you want to work for it, and if you're really passionate about it, you won't think it's hard.
Claire Hocquier speaking to David Mark.